Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Samach Zayin, and we finished Simen Yud Gimel. I just want to clarify one point. So the Chayodim talks about the issue of being sonny somebody, or so the parent tells the child not to speak to somebody or not to be meichel them, and the child wishes to do so, so the child should ignore the parent. However, if the father tells the child, or the mother tells the child, to avoid a certain individual because they feel that that person is lacking Yerushalayim or has Midas Rose, and the parent is concerned that the child will develop a relationship which will be detrimental for the child's Ruchnius. So in that situation, not only are you allowed to listen to the parent, but one is obligated to listen to the parent. So now, even if the child feels that their goal is, in order to be makar of that individual, to bring them back to where they're supposed to be, so it's not simple that they're allowed to ignore the tzibui of the parents, and they should ask a shailas chacham in that situation whether they are allowed to ignore the rotzen of the parents because they feel that they are, in some reason, way or other, the appropriate individual to help this person come back to Yiddishkeit, etc. If the parent talks to the child about not learning with somebody, and the child feels that they would benefit from learning with that individual, we're going to see the Chayim is going to talk about that in Siman Tetzvav, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah also overrides the parents' ratzon, and therefore the mitzvah of Talmud Torah would be doicha that command of the parent. If, however, there's no benefit at all from learning with that individual, so then it just goes simply into the question of the parent for no reason other, just he wants to create a distance between these two individuals. So you go back to this question, what is the parent's motivation? If the parent is concerned about his child or her child learning something inappropriate from that individual, so we go back to the same point. The Chayyim continues in Simi Yudal, and he says, Amar lo hashkeni mayim, v'yesh lefon of mitzvah avera. So we have a conflict between, not that the parent is commanding the child to do an avera, but on a practical level, we have a conflict between the mitzvah of kibbutz avim and another mitzvah. So arguably, we say, well, do both mitzvahs, do one now and do one later. But the case was, it was a mitzvah of eris, it was a mitzvah which is passing by. If the child does not take advantage of this opportunity to do the mitzvah, they will lose the opportunity to do the mitzvah. So we have a conflict between the mitzvah of kibbutz avim and another mitzvah. So which one takes precedence? Im efshar lemitzvah shetayos al yedei acherim, if the other mitzvah can be fulfilled by somebody else, for example, if somebody else can take over that other mitzvah, so the child can do kibbutz avim, and the mitzvah will be done, the result which is necessary will still take place, even though the child will end up not doing that mitzvah. So arguably the Chayyadim is going to differentiate in the following way. He's going to get involved in the concept of Oisik B'mitzvah Potter B'mitzvah. We will see more about that in Klal Samaches. But the Chazal understand that once a person starts doing a mitzvah, they're potter from other mitzvahs. Simply understood, it's because of the element of Bizoyin to the first mitzvah. I'm doing mitzvah A, and I interrupt mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. So why are you interrupting mitzvah A and doing mitzvah B? Apparently you think mitzvah B is more important than A. So that's some level of an insult to mitzvah A. So Chazal understands, once you're involved in mitzvah A, you should not interrupt mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. Now, this will apply to even if mitzvah A is not as chomer as mitzvah B. But once you start, you should not interrupt it. So even though we know kibbutz avim is one of the most significant mitzvahs, it's hukash kodem kabbalat hamakom, etc. But once you started in the first mitzvah, you do not interrupt it for kibbutz avim. Another example of this, we will talk about some other examples of this, we'll talk about when we learn Klal Samaches, how far we take that concept. So Chayalim says, if you already started that other mitzvah, and the parent says, well, can you get me something to drink? So we say he should not interrupt other mitzvah because he's already involved in that other mitzvah, and he will not do the mitzvah kibbutz aveim. So then in that situation, he's where he should finish the other mitzvah. Since he's being oisik in that other mitzvah, he is relieved from his responsibility of kibbutz aveim. If he has not started the other mitzvah, he should do kibbutz aveim and leave somebody else to do the other mitzvah. So that's in a scenario where the other mitzvah will be done, albeit not by the son. So the son will do mitzvah kibbutz aveim, and the mitzvah of kavuras hameis, whatever it is, will be done by others. In a scenario where the other mitzvah will not be done without the child, we will talk about more b'ezras Hashem in the next shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.